Hebrews. And I want to start in Hebrews chapter 2. Verse 3. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which was at first began to be spoken by the Lord? You know? Now, I'm going to put it on the timeline. How shall we escape such a great salvation that was first spoken by the Lord? Over here, when he started, not when he was born, but 30 years later, when he started his ministry, this salvation of Hebrews, whatever it was, if we neglect so great a salvation, which was at the first began to be spoken by the Lord. Well, that would put it in what? The books of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. People say, did Paul write Hebrews? No way. Say no way. In fact, I looked at Deborah's book. I had to cheat because Brenda left my Bible somewhere. Huh?
It tells you she's good to be cheating on Bob. The Bible says it was written by Hebrews.
Mm-hmm. By Paul, you mean?
By Paul, yeah.
She has a question mark above her.
Oh, yeah. Does she?
Well, look in her Bible because I was real close to your wife and I could look over her shoulder.
I mean, when you're that close to her, I mean, all week long.
I know. I'm like, it was unbelievable. She has over that a question mark.
It says it seems conclusive that Paul.
Is that what yours says? Yeah. It seems conclusive. I mean, we're in. What does yours say, Gene?
She
has a question mark.
Now tell me, I paid attention to your wife this whole weekend.
Now it says in the last of the in this particular Bible, it says in the last it says written to the Hebrews from Italy by Timothy.
Yeah, Timothy didn't write it either. Trust me.
What does yours say, Mary?
The authority of Hebrews has been in controversy from the earliest times.
Well, it shouldn't be in controversy, and that's kind of what, you know, Paul says in Romans 16 that it had been what?
Kept secret.
Kept secret.
That's just like Paul wrote it.
Yeah.
Since the world began.
Read this.
The epistle of Paul the Apostle to the Hebrews.
You see, I mean, over and over, but whatever salvation they had was the salvation that Jesus Christ talked about in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. You understand? So people say Paul wrote Hebrews. They taught the same thing. You see how they make the connection?
Right.
And what's fascinating is they leave out Romans through Philemon, which are 13 books.
Right.
Because Paul wrote Hebrews, and that's what your Bible said, right?
Right?
Then obviously he taught the same gospel. Now, if I never showed you what was in Romans through Philemon, you would have to assume that they taught the same thing. And you know how many people know anything about Romans through Philemon?
Very few.
Very few. In fact, they don't even know Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John very well, but that's where they study. You know, and when you get this whole thing, now watch this. How shall we escape if we can neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us? Who would the us be?
Israel.
No, come on.
The 12
apostles. So whoever wrote Hebrews was somehow connected with the who?
The 12.
Yeah, he said us. Then say in me first, you know, we talked about that last message, right?
Right.
that he showed in me first. He didn't say in us first. He said in me first. This person said was confirmed unto us by them that then they had to be around in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. They had to be, but it was more than the 12, wasn't it? How do I know? Go to Acts chapter 1. Go to Acts chapter 1. Hold on, we're coming back to Hebrews. Well, wasn't that many that had the total qualifications. But there were others. Well, we're about to read it.
Oh, you mean the apostles that were qualified to be apostles?
Yeah, I mean, you know, they had to be there.
Right.
What did he say in Hebrews? Did you get that?
Right.
Which was confirmed on to us by them that heard him.
Right.
I want the idea is heard
right.
him. They were walking around. Well, look what he says. Acts chapter 1. I'm going to start in verse 15. And in those days, Peter stood in the midst of the disciples and said, the number of the names together were about 120 men and brethren. The scriptures must be fulfilled, which the Holy Ghost by my mouth by the mouth of David, spake before concerning Judas, which was a guide to them that took Jesus. And he was numbered with us. Notice the us again. Here matches the us in Hebrews chapter 2. You see that? You got the us, you know. Verse 3, confirmed unto us. Those are the same us's. Us. Where was I?
17.
For he was numbered with us, and you should have Hebrews chapter 2, verse what?
3
there. And have attained part of this ministry. Now this man purchased a field which was a reward of iniquity. Falling headlong, he burst it asunder in the midst, and all of his bowels gushed out. And it was known unto all the dwellers of Jerusalem, insomuch that the field is called in their proper tongue Aceladama, which is to say, the field of blood. For it is written in the book of Psalms, let his habitation of desolation, and let no man dwell therein, and his bishopric let another take. So, I mean, this was predicted where? In the book of Psalms, right? And they knew he was going to fall, right? And there was someone else in that us that was qualified to take over that. You know who wasn't qualified?
Paul
was not qualified. Why? Look what he says. Here it is. Wherefore these men, verse 21, which have accompanied with us, there's the us again, all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out from among us. Guess who was not included in the us? No way. No how was Paul included. Y'all with me? No way. No how. The us had to be someone else. Well, watch this. Beginning from the baptism of John, which was what? Matthew chapter 3. You might want to write that. 1 through 11, basically. All the way, really, the whole chapter. To the 16. From the beginning of the baptism of John, unto the same day he was taken up from us. You see the us again? Must one be ordained to be a witness with us of his what?
Resurrection.
Now, again, they didn't even mention the death. But the death, burial, and resurrection. And I can tell you that 99.9% of the people out there believe that Jesus Christ died, buried, and rose again. Y'all with me? But that won't save you. I believed in the death, burial, and resurrection and was still lost. How many churches are out there teaching the death, burial, and resurrection? How about the Roman Catholic? Did they teach it? How about a Church of Christ? How about the Baptist? How about the Methodist? See, that doctrine is not in question. The death, burial, and resurrection happened, didn't it? But it was according to prophecy, according to a prediction and stuff. But that is not the mystery. See, and that's the problem is people think because Paul wrote Hebrews that they're all talking the same stuff. And they just put it all in, and therefore whatever Paul says, they try to do it in light of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John's doctrine. But he's not in the us. He always thinks of himself in a first-person pronoun. Me. I. Personal pronoun. Singular. Not the multiple pronoun that they're using here. Us. Paul did not write the book of Hebrews. Come on down, though. Let's see who this would be. Verse 22 again. Beginning from the baptism of John, unto the same day that he was taken up from us, must one be ordained to be a witness of with us of what? His resurrection. And they appointed to Joseph called what? Barsabbas, who was surnamed Justice, and who? Matthias. And they prayed and said, Thou Lord, which knowest the heart of all men, show us which of these two thou hast chosen. Now those two were both qualified. They were in the what? They were in the 120, but was the whole 120 qualified?
No.
It is apparent that there's only been two that was added to the list, of which one they didn't know. So they cast lots. Guess who the lots fell on?
Matthias.
And look what it says. Verse 26, and they gave forth their lots, and the lot fell upon Matthias. And he was numbered with the 11 apostles, which means how many? That's exactly right. How do we know that? Where's the proof text of that? Acts chapter 2, verse 14. Just probably the next page over. Peter standing up with the... How many is that?
12.
The us represent 12 men. They lost one. Did they know they were going to lose one? They didn't know it, but it was prophesied in the Bible. And where was it prophesied? In Psalms. And then there were two men that could do it, but they only needed what? To fulfill the ministry which was given to those people right there, the us. I don't know. It's in your Bible. Yeah, I think it's 69:25 or something like that. Yeah, 69:25 and 109.8. Okay? You can write that in your Bible.
You're going to mention why it's important that there were 12.
Well, I mean, there's 12. 12 is connected with who?
Israel.
12 tribes, 12 months, 12 thrones, 12 gates.
Like one for each tribe.
I mean, you guys get it? I mean, it's the us. Go back to Hebrews. Verse 3. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? Well, if that is a great salvation, guess what ours is? It's unbelievable. If that is incredible, ours is even more so. Which the Lord began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him. How many actually heard him? All the way through. 14. At least 14. And you might want to put that in your Bible there. At least 14. In fact, we're pretty confirmed because they didn't give any other name other than Justice and what? Matthias. What were they to testify? God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders and with divers miracles. And what does divers mean?
Many.
You need to put that outside your Bible so you know what it means. It means many. And the gifts of the Holy Ghost, according to his own will. Now, notice down in the passage just a little. Verse 17, I guess. Wherefore, in all things it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be merciful and faithful high priest in all things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. Who's the sins of the people?
Israel.
He isn't planning to make sins for the world.
No.
There's no reconciliation to the world. In Hebrews, they're not talking about, guess who Hebrews are? They're Hebrews. Why would the apostle to the Gentiles be writing to Hebrews when he made such a mess that I'm an apostle to the Gentiles?
Right.
He says, I magnify my office.
Right.
I'm the preacher, the teacher, the apostle to the Gentiles. I'm writing the Hebrew book.
Right.
It doesn't even make sense. This is good stuff, huh?
Right.
He says, pertaining to the things to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. You know what I want you to put? Zechariah 13, verse 1. And Luke chapter 1, verse 69. I want you to turn to those two passages.
What verse do you want to put that by?
The end of 17. Where it says, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. I'm going to qualify who that is. Luke 1, verse 69, and Zechariah 13. Now look at them.
So we're going to Zechariah?
We're going to go to Luke and Zechariah. It doesn't matter. Just turn, grab them both. Which one would you like to go to first? I'll let you pick, William. Zechariah is fine then. We'll go to Zechariah first.
Thank you.
Now again, it isn't the same message as grace. Who was the reconciliation for? The sins of the people. And who are the people? That is Israel. Y'all with me? Well, that isn't the same gospel we're preaching. Zechariah 13, verse 1. In that day there shall be a fountain open for the house of everybody. David. And the inhabitants of Jerusalem for sin and for uncleanness. You see that? Look in Luke chapter 1. And I want to start in verse 68. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel. Of who?
Israel.
For he hath visited and redeemed his people. And here it is. And raised up a horn of salvation. By the way, why does the Antichrist represented by a horn?
Power.
If that represents power. And he copies who? Jesus Christ. And it raised up a horn of salvation for us, there's the us, in the house of his servant David. And you may want to put Zechariah 13 there as well. And Hebrews chapter 2, verse 17. Now, I'm not going to belabor this issue too much longer. But go back to Hebrews now. See, the reason they connect, they jump completely over. If this doctrine is right, and we have the doctrine of Hebrews, and if Paul wrote Hebrews, then the doctrine must be pure from there to there. That's the connection. And how you learn the difference is you come to a church that starts showing you the difference.
That's right.
You're not having any problem with the us's and me's.
That was incorrect. That parenthesis that you put on the board wouldn't exist.
Exactly. And that's how they connected. And so people ask me all the time, well, how come preachers don't get it? They connect one dot here and they make an assumption. And what does an assumption do? I know you don't want to say it because you're one of them Christians that don't cuss. But it makes fools out of you.
Makes a donkey out of you.
Yes, it does. All right. Huh?
A donkey's hiding.
You are good. Your grandmother taught you well, baby. Hebrews, now watch this. Hebrews chapter 3. But Christ, verse 6, but Christ as a son over his own house, whose house are we if we hold fast? Well, what happens if we don't hold fast? You're not going to get it. You know what that represents? The doctrine he taught in Matthew 24, verse 13. You know what that says? Anybody? Little game. You on the internet can play. 13. You could collect up a dollar right now. Go a nice way to buying a $9 steak.
But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved.
Oh, she looked it up. That was smart. Now, here, come and get your dollar. Come on. You made a dollar. That you got it right.
I didn't know you were for real.
If I had a contest.
Well, I never know what you said.
Oh,
I like that. She has no idea when I'm telling the truth. Okay. I understand that, but I just want you to know that when I'm on this side of the pulpit, I'm going to try to tell the truth. When I'm on that other side of the pulpit, just watch out. I may be joking you. But if I'm on this side, I'm going to be telling you the truth.
It's all about the money again.
Yeah.
It's all about the money.
Show me the money. You can't have this much fun in a Baptist church.
No, you can't.
Definitely not in a Pentecostal.
We should charge extra.
You don't even get to say that.
I thought you was going to give out more.
That's why you're coming. You're planning to get rich here, brother. Now watch. But Christ is a son over his own house, whose house are we, if we hold fast. That verse 6 is Matthew 24, verse 13. What does it say? He that whosoever endureth unto the end, the same shall be saved. Well, what happens if you don't endure? Well, now where do you think they get the idea that there is no eternal security in the church? And what's a big deal over that? Well, could you lose your salvation?
No.
You can't hear?
Yes.
And so what are they doing? They make that connection through Paul.
Right.
Since Paul did what? Now we know that's not true, right?
That's right.
But as long as you make that assumption,
right.
If you're making that assumption and you see it in Matthew 24:13, what are you going to do?
Connect.
You're going to connect them. So that you say, well, how do preachers do that? Because they don't see the mystery.
Right.
Now hold it. If they don't see the mystery, can they be saved?
No.
No. Because they think it's all done in the flesh. It's about you enduring. It's about sin. It's about all those things. Guess what they all teach? And it doesn't matter whether they're Church of Christ all the way down. It doesn't matter. It is the doctrine that matters. That's all that matters. It should be all that matters to you. You listen with the words and say, well, hold it. How many's heard a preacher say you need to repent of your sins? Everybody in here. Well, you know, that tells me he's lost. You know why he's telling you that? He sees what Paul writes over here about that. And he sees what Jesus taught about that. And he thinks the us in Hebrews includes who?
Paul.
And therefore the us is also back here.
Right. 2 Thessalonians 3:17. Where Paul said he started with sanitation. Right?
Yes.
And he was starting with God.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah, and we're going to get to that. Yeah. You ought to just come up here and preach. Let me rest a little bit.
You've been waiting for 20 years, Barry.
Huh? Yeah, Larry, if you ain't got it in 20 years, you ain't going to get it, brother. I kind of expect him to know it. If he starts shutting up or saying weird things, we're going to bond him in a straitjacket and throw him in the back. Huh? Yeah. Now watch, verse 6 again here. But Christ is the Son over His own house, whose house are we if we hold fast the confidence and rejoicing unto the hope, firm unto the what?
Yeah.
Now, I want you to go to Revelation for just a minute. Yes, I'd like to go to Revelation 2:9. How did you know that? See, Terry thought I was training him, but really it's been Larry I've been training these years. Wayne, you're next, brother.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you better start taking good notes.
It's kind of hard when you got your hand on the soundboard all the time. I can't figure out how to...
You need to put a little desk in there.
And they can't hear with
we
that.
We got this thing on DVD, brother.
Yeah, you can do it during the week. You better start practicing. Where was it going? 2:9. Now watch this. This is the same as in Hebrews chapter 3, verse 6. Watch. Verse 9. I know thy work and tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich. And I know the blasphemy of them which say they are that are Jews, but are not, but are of the synagogues of what?
Satan.
Just like today, there's churches that are the churches of who?
Satan.
You know why? They're hiding the... Mystery. Who said mystery? You said mystery?
Brenda.
I've been training you. You might be able to be a female preacher. The mystery. They're hiding the mystery. It's a mystery today. When you start to see the mystery, you go, hey, I see it. How many here saw the mystery and go, aha? That's what's supposed to happen. Now watch. But of the synagogues of Satan, verse 10, and here's the verse. Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that you may be tried, and ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto
death.
You see that? Endure unto the
end.
And take what?
No,
the death. Mm-hmm. And I will do what?
Give
hey, God's going to give you a crown of life and you will be, ready for this? Born again. Huh? Is that good? Tony, you got that? That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. Y'all with me? So now we've connected Hebrews to what? To Revelation, which connects us all the way back to... And since Paul wrote Hebrews, it all means the same thing.
If Paul wrote Hebrews.
You see, that's the assumption that we're making. And why are we saying Paul wrote Hebrews?
Because
our Bible says it. But those are what man put in, and that isn't Scripture. You all understand? The top part and all these statements that are at the top, man put in.
The printers.
And they vary from Bible to Bible. That's why I wanted you to say what yours said.
They missed mine then, because some of mine didn't say nothing.
Well, that's because they probably believed that Paul didn't write Hebrews. There was a score of Bibles, but they've changed over the years to say that Paul wrote it, and that, guess what it does to the mystery? It just takes it out and throws it away. And the only way a person could get saved today is by the mystery. And so they go to churches that are driving home the doctrine of confessing your sins and repentance and feeling bad and guilty and all that. And Deborah, I wish you'd give your testimony today. I mean, she felt condemnation. She told me back there today that all her church life, she felt like she was one of those people just couldn't get saved. You know, I mean, you just get to the point where you're thinking, it ain't nobody going to do it. I'm certainly not. Max expressed the same thing. He said he tried to live up to a standard and live up to that standard, and he realized he was falling short. But he wasn't just falling short. All the people around him was falling short. Wayne said the same thing. What's familiar about that? The mystery entered in and you realized it wasn't about you. But Hebrews is about you doing something. So that ties into their doctrine. So guess what they teach? They teach Hebrews through Revelation. They teach Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And guess what they skip? Romans through Philemon. And they only use the verses that they want to explain that out of Hebrews through Revelation and Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. He was, how did they get away with it? Just like that. And that's what that guy was talking about, that he had none of the answers. Well, how do you answer someone? Well, do we have to hold fast onto the end? That's a hard question. And if you don't have the mysteries of Romans through Philemon, bless God, you've got to think in your mind, you've got to hold out.
Do the best you can.
Well, that's the same concept. That's exactly right. The mental thought is, just do the best. God's going to put the good on one side and the bad on the other. I went to a Methodist church believing that my whole life. Yeah, but you think you're doing that because you're trusting Jesus Christ. The point is that's how they mix it up. But you know that's not what God wants you to do. He doesn't want you to mix it up. Look what he says in 2nd, you can hold the Hebrews, we'll probably come back to it. Go to 2nd Timothy. Go to 2nd Timothy chapter 2.
Yeah, Barry, it's funny that Baptist preacher, he said they had a baptism pool, they were just going to make a jacuzzi out of it because it did have a pump. So, you know, he said, it was funny.
Yeah, he said that up at Chattanooga, Steve uses his to store the donuts in for the conference. You know what we did in Mississippi? We boarded ours up. Never to be seen again. I'm sure some Baptist church bought it and said, hey, there's a baptismal pool back here. Man, we don't have to buy one. It's in there.
That's why they don't think this is a church that doesn't have a baptismal and doesn't have a speech.
Hang on. Don't you think we look like a church? There's a center aisle.
You don't have a good place to kneel down there like they usually do the altar.
You don't have the altar part and the cushions and the table out front that says whatever it says.
Do that in remembrance of me.
Yeah. You don't have that. In the Methodist church, you don't have that robe that flips over the podium that has that IHS that we talked about the other night.
Would you all feel better if we had all that?
No.
No, you're doing real good. We're proud of you. Keep going.
Don't start.
That's right. You only got 5 minutes or one day to die of starvation.
Trust me, there's a few things I know in life. Wayne will not die of starvation, at least today.
Amen. Hey, I did go four days without eating. So. Four days with no food. I did 4 days with zero food. Juice only.
Yeah.
right. You and Barry can't count.
And I would have went further, but Brenda told me I didn't start.
Just two more verses. 2 Timothy, now watch this. Verse 7. 2 Timothy 2, verse 7. Consider what I say, and the Lord will give thee understanding in what?
All things.
Verse 15. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. All right, so how do we do that? Well, go to Romans 16. I think I can do this in 5 minutes. Verse 25, Romans 16, 25. Now watch this. Hebrews chapter 2 said what? Which was first spoken by our great salvation was first spoken by the Lord. Amen? Now watch this. Now to him that is the power to establish you according to my gospel. And where else did we find those passages?
Romans 2, 16, 2 Timothy 2, 8.
That's correct. And that should be written in your Bible there. Now to him that is the power to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ according to the revelation of the mystery. And see, the problem is it's still a mystery to people today. I'm not mad at any churches. You all understand that? The people I love. I'm mad at their doctrine. I'm mad at their doctrine because their doctrine blinds people. And causes those people to have a false sense of security. And then they bust hell. And they say, but hold it, I went to church my whole life. I gave money. I quit smoking because of this church. I quit dating or whoring around or whatever, you know. Yeah, I quit all that. And I busted hell. Well, how can you get into heaven? Well, the whole thing was a mystery was given that was that anybody could get into heaven at any time based upon what they heard. What is it they got to hear? They got to hear the mystery.
That's right.
But if you connect it with that, will they ever preach the mystery?
No.
No, and so people go to churches. How many here went to church, lost for a long time, and then got saved after they heard it? It's all over. You know why? And you guys are on the internet. You're raising your hand. I can see you, sort of. I'm lying. I can't see you at all. But it made you feel good there for a minute, didn't it? Now, you all understand? Now, watch this. Now, to him that is the power to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery, which was what? Well, I mean, I've grown this chart a million times. There's Acts chapter 9. We know it wasn't in Acts chapter 8. Why? He was out wreaking havoc. So 9 was as soon as he could have got to it, it was probably about Acts chapter 9, 12 through or 13 through 15, somewhere in there. Well, if it had been kept secret, then what was first spoken by Jesus, according to Hebrews, Paul wouldn't have even known. And he wouldn't have been the first. He'd have been the what? 13th. Or 14th. You see, just because of that one statement, the mystery comes out. So our religious friends go to these churches left and right. And you know that they're not saved. Amen. How many here have talked to people that they're religious? And you know flat out they're lost. Because they just keep talking about sin and about repentance and about being the best they can and on and on. And the reason they're doing that is because of the doctrine of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the doctrine of Hebrews and Revelation, and they just skip this huge parenthesis that is in here called grace that has been 2,000 years in the coming. And so we start to teach this. And people say, well, I was saved before. Well, how would you be saved if you didn't know the mystery?
Say true grace is connected. True grace is connected with the mystery. Grace is not.
Absolutely. I mean, Peter thought he was in grace. The point that I'm trying to make is when you come in, is when the mystery is what? Revealed. You see it. All of a sudden you see something different. What do you see? Well, I believe the first thing you see is something very, very unique. Go to Colossians. Colossians chapter 2. This is what you see. Man, when I heard this, it was like a hallelujah chorus in my brain. Verse 13. And you being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath He quickened together with Him, having forgiven you all trespasses. You know, when I heard that, I can tell you, I had some zinger sins that I didn't know what to do. Now, I ain't murdered anybody, I can tell you that. But I'm guilty of it. Why? Hey, I committed adultery. Most of the people today think sex and rock and roll, amen? I mean, it's a big deal. Freedom of the 60. You know what it was? It was an act of rebellion against the commandments of God. They thought it was all cool. Kids nowadays are even more rebellious. Back when we cheated with the same, with opposite sex. You know what they're cheating now with?
Same sex.
It just gotten worse. They wax worse and worse. Amen. Are you here? Hey, it's true. I get pictures from my nephews and nieces that show me girls kissing, and they think it's okay.
Yeah, they even have it on TV.
It's unbelievable. And nobody's going, "Hey, I'm going to cut off my TV." We're like this. I'm not looking. I mean, it's ridiculous. You all understand? Nobody's up in... There was a movie I took the church to a couple years back called Time Chasers. Did anybody go with me? I don't think anybody... Y'all went with me, didn't you, Terry?
Yeah, Terry did.
We went to the movie and we went after church one Sunday afternoon for a matinee. And this guy got transported from the 18th century from Grace Bible College. It was kind of funny. Yeah, it was the 1870s. It was the 19th century. You're correct there. But 1870 or 1880. And he gets transported into 2001 or 2002, whatever it was. And he went to a movie with the church group. And they were just taking the Lord's name in vain. And he came running out of the theater, "Stop this blasphemy!" But the church group had enjoyed sitting there watching that movie. You see, we don't even know how sin is anymore.
That's right.
We're not really even honest with ourselves.
That's right.
Yeah. Amen?
Amen?
Well, this gospel had been kept secret until it was revealed. And you know what he said? All of your trespasses have been forgiven. I didn't know that. I believed before I started in grace, this is what I believed, that up to this point, and then after that, I had to walk a fine line. That's what I believed. I believed that my whole life until I got saved. That point right there, it quit. You know what? Now I tell people it isn't about me. The reason that Barry Hampton gets to go to heaven isn't because he's charming, and he is, isn't he? He's going to heaven because of an act of God and taking his son and wickedly allowing men to throw him on a cross and kill him in my stead. And the connection that they're making is out of Hebrews, but Paul didn't write Hebrews. There's no way that Paul could have written that doctrine after he'd gotten the gospel in Acts chapter 9, because he wouldn't have said those things.
Right.
He would have been a double-minded man. And you know what James says about a double-minded man? He's unstable in all of his ways. Paul did not write the book of Hebrews.
That's right.
But you can see, if you thought Paul wrote Hebrews, how you could tie it all together in one gospel and make it convenient. That's where we are. But you know what? Paul didn't write Hebrews. And there's a huge parenthesis right here. And it teaches you something completely different than what was taught in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and is taught in Hebrews through Revelation. And you know why God did that? Because had He had taught it back here, they would have never crucified the Lord of glory, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 6, 7, and 8. That's why. And so we go to churches, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. 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 How many here has been to a different church since they've been here? What do they teach out of? You ever hear anything else? Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Why? Because they can't reveal the mystery. And you know what? They'd be afraid to tell you that it's all paid for. You know why? They would be afraid you wouldn't show up. It's weird. And you don't think that people should feel guilty? And that Baptist preacher got up there yesterday and said, I ain't a Baptist preacher anymore. He almost took his tie off, brother. Almost. I mean, it was so close. It was unbelievable. It isn't how you dress. It's the doctrine you teach. And you know what? I listened to that man and I thought, that lady came up, he didn't know how to answer. You know what? I've talked to you until I'm blue in the face about salvation. You know why? Because I love you. And I want you to know for a fact that you're going to heaven when it comes to that last breath. You know what? You can grow up in the church lost. And you know what? You can die in the church lost. Until someone is bold enough to bring you the mystery and say, whoa, whoa, come on. You're not saying the things that are true.
That's right.
And the connection is because they think Paul wrote Hebrews, they connect it all in one. But he says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing. The word in the Hebrew literally means cut asunder. Cut apart. And that's what we try to do. Appreciate you joining us on the internet. I appreciate you joining us in house here. I appreciate Deborah and Terry stepping up. And our camera people were up at the conference. I hope they travel back safe. And we're just thankful. Until next time, God bless.